Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is Danielle on the Carousel of Consciousness. Today, we will be talking about fantasies, insanities, and beyond. Lori, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yay. I can hear you.
Yay. Oh, we are so good at this now. Yay. Hi, everyone.
Just so everyone knows, we're using the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. Would you like to introduce us to this topic, Lori?
Sure, I would. Fantasies. What are fantasies? Are fantasies actually when we start daydreaming? And we start going into other realities, or our minds start going somewhere. So are they actually total make-believe, totally made up, or is it our awareness going into completely different realms? And what I think is more exciting about it is there's been a little bit of, in the past, I've had the awareness that there's a judgment about fantasies in some circles. So that's what I would like to get rid of, is any judgment about the fantasies. And the little slight difference, what do you know about this, Danielle, the difference between imagination and fantasies?
Difference between imagination and fantasies.
Yeah, I just came up. I was like, is there a difference? Is imagination that piece that is beyond the mind?
Well, for me, what's coming up for me is kind of the some days, like where a fantasy can sometimes be something we project into the future, like someday I'm going to be a millionaire, someday my prince will come, someday this is going to happen to me, but it's not something we do today, whereas imagination can be that, but also imagination can be as a child, you imagination, like I'd go for walks in the woods and like just see, I don't like just imagine things, like I don't.
But now, is that an imagination, or are you actually seeing it?
I don't know. As a child.
As a child. So as a child, were you actually tapped into the other realms? So everything, the difference between what imagination and fantasy and what is an actual awareness that's been misconstrued and misapplied, would we destroy and create that, please?
Yeah.
Good and bad, right and wrong, puck and pot, or mantras, boys and beyond. The reason, for me, this coming up about fantasy is someone was saying, oh, I just tapped into all Lori's fantasies. Well, I immediately made that, like, oh, my God, the wrongness. Like, what fantasies? Like, the sexual ones, the in crazy Star Trek-type ones. And then I've had this other, like, oh, well, wait, how lucky are they? Because what's in the... what is in my fantasies that's awarenesses that are possibilities that have not been actualized yet. And so I did manage to twist it around to find a way to judge myself. So that's what I'm getting at is, oh, wait, there's not even wrong. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. So even your fantasies, your greatest fantasies can lead you deeper into the beyond. And this will lead us right into that point we were talking about last night, Danielle, the beyond. So everywhere that your fantasies are just the tip of the iceberg that could create even greater than you could possibly tap you into the energies of something even greater. Would you destroy and create anything that will allow you to go into greater beyond your fantasies? Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything that will allow you to destroy and create anything that won't allow you to go beyond the potency and possibility of your fantasies. And everything bad is, would you destroy it and create it all, please? Good and bad, right and wrong, puck and paddle, nine shirts, boys and beyonds. Which leads then into the insanities. Because that's our favorite, one of my favorite things to say, oh my God, that was so insane, that insanity. Well, you know, there's the insanities in this whole experience we're having here on this, in this place, on this world, on this earth, in this time. You can look around and go, wow, that's just so insane. So what if consciousness includes everything and judges nothing? Like anything you put before consciousness is still not a wrongness. So if we stop judging all the insanities that we've been aware of, we picked up, we've bought into, and then even compounded it by making it the wrongness of us. Like, oh my God, that was insane. How could I be so insane? Oh, I just became insane. So all of that, would you destroy and create all that? That's been all the energy that's been tied up in the judgments and locked down in the guise of insanities. Everything yeah. that is, would you destroy and create it all, please? Good and bad, right and wrong, puck and pot, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds. But if even the insanities are part of the tapestry of life. Okay, go ahead.
I was listening to the call. We were kind of basing this, our call upon, again, and this is something I get caught doing a lot, but the loops of insanity we can get caught in, like, say you call a good friend of yours and you just tap into their universe and some of their insanities, and then you get off the phone, you say something you think might be wrong, and then you sit there and you just loop on this one little thing you've judged as wrong, and it's not actually yours. You are looping on something in somebody else's universe. So everywhere you've created loops of insanities in other people's universes, will you destroy and uncreate all of that and return it to sender?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Well, that brings up a really interesting, I've never even heard of that, and so I'd like to explore. Can you, to the listeners, at whatever point people wander upon this call, can you imagine that when our minds start looping on stuff and get into that crazy, that what if we're so tapped into the oneness, we're so all telepathy as mothers and children are, and how you think of someone and then you call them and all of that, what if we're far more tapped in than we ever have been told? And now that blows my mind. What if some of the insanities when I've said, oh my God, I can't get out of their business. What if it's not that you can't be out? It's that you're energetically and psychically and telepathically really in their universe, that meaning their whole, their being, their body, their business, their sexuality, and that looping is because of your awareness of what's going on, and we haven't been told or educated or given the information that you could actually, when that mind loop's going on and it's someone else's business, you could be tapping into their energy and their whole experience. And that gives such a space of like, whoa, that's what they're talking about. When you're in someone else's business, who's minding yours? Well, what if you're energetically tapped into everyone's universe? So everywhere that you unconsciously tapped into everyone else's universe and are still tapped into all their insanities, adding it to what you consider your own insanity, would you just start and create that, please? Yeah. Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds. I think that's what you were just saying, Danielle. However, I just wanted to look at it like, whoa, you mean we could be in other people's whole experience? So,
well, you brought up like the oneness of everything, too, and if you are a subscriber to the belief that we are all one, you know, like just how mm-hmm. much, I like just how much, how can we make that a possibility as opposed to a limitation, an expansion of who and what we be.
Yeah. Cool.
And everything
good
that doesn't
question.
Allow us to be nor perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad,
yeah.
Bad and black, all nine truths, words and beyond.
And, well, that, now this is an interesting angle. It brings up boundaries. Yeah. All right, boundaries. So, like, if we are all one and we want to put our boundaries up because we don't want to be in other people's universes, what's another possibility with that? Because then if you put boundaries up, you're actually then closing off a lot of energy and awareness and information. So what if instead of putting those walls and boundaries, oh, you're in my space and I'm in theirs, and okay, now what? It's possible I'm in all their mind. So what if instead of now having to deal with a whole nother tangled mess, what if instead we could just expand into our own, get bigger than all of it? And that takes us to the beyonds, which Danielle was really questioning because we haven't accessed the sometimes beyonds means those moments when you like get a telephone bill and it's $500 and you expected it to be $50 and you go, oh, it sticks you, it solidifies that, the frozen or fight or flight or freezing into your existence and you're into your pattern of how you deal with life. So all the beyonds and the beyonds and eternal beyonds is one of our clearing statements that you got stuck into and then it keeps repeating itself. Would you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Good, bad,
yeah.
Right, wrong, pock, pile, mind, church, boys and gems. Because the beyonds I'm talking about, now this is a different angle. This is the beyonds, the energy that is beyond the capacity of the cognitive mind and the energy that is not locked up, but in the beyond universes. Like when you consider that the universe is so much more vast and galaxies upon universes, and people say that, like it's like our minds can't comprehend that. But by asking to go into the universe and beyond, you're asking to have a piece of your awareness, a part of you, even if it's not in your mind, going there, you're going where no man has gone before, to expand into the possibility and the potential of being aware at some point of those energies and how much the oneness is available and that we've never really been separate. We always have, even this whole deal here is like, oh, we're separate, we're individual beings and bodies and we have our individual points of view and, you know, all that, you know, this and that separation. And so this is a tool that the beyonds is to play with into like, wow, how much more of me is there? That curiosity, like, whoo, how much vaster am I? And if I am oneness with all and the universe, then what possibility do I have to be cognitive of to use that energy to create something more magnificent than I ever have before? And all of this is, why would you do access, why would you do any self-growth? It's to create something greater, easier, more magnificent, something that you haven't created before. And what would that look like? We don't know. But it's the inconceivable amount of energy that we've locked ourselves down from. That's what we're opening the door to, the expansion of that.
Well, that has brought some huge space into my world where I actually, are you going to clear it? Go ahead and clear it.
Yeah, well, everything that brings up that won't allow you to perceive, receive, play, know, do, and be, and even be curious to opening that door, anything, you know, all the resistance, anything like not possible that this brings up, would you destroy and create that, please?
Yeah.
Good and bad, right and wrong, talk and pot, all my interests, boys and beyonds, and all I'm asking is to open the door to, like, whoa, how much more of us is there? Whoa, how much more awareness? Whoa, how incredible beings are we that we are now walking this earth at this time? And from that huge, enormous space, and by having the space, we're blowing out the cognitive mind space so that new ideas can show up, new things we've never imagined. This is a way of getting into the field of all possibilities without having to go there, but bringing it to our own actual experience.
So that the conversation we're in right now brings up kind of funny a couple things for me. I've had a couple sessions recently where they talked, like, we've talked a little bit about the expansion exercise on this show, but basically where you take your energetic field and take it from, like, right off the edge of your body to the edges of the universe. And I've had a couple sessions where I shouldn't be taking it just to the edges of the universe. I should be going into the beyondiverse and into, like, other dimensions and realities and, like, other universes, which just saying that all the insanities and craziness that brings up in your mind, will you destroy it and create all of those and the judgments you have around it too? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And just
yes.
How as an infinite being, we are truly multidimensional and multispatial, and there is so much more to us than what meets the eye. And
yes.
In these other dimensions and realities, I mean, we can be different things. Like, if you subscribe to a multi-universe belief system, like, in one universe, you know, I could be a rock star. In another universe, I could be a stripper. In another universe, I could be something else entirely. And to be able to be all of these versions of, like, to tap into the beyondiverse, you are tapping into the energies of all that you be in every dimension, lifetime, reality, and universe. And the oneness there is in that, too, which, I'm sorry, I just blew my own mind. And everything that doesn't allow you to know, be, or perceive all that you be in all realities and universes, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Did that make sense to you, Lori?
Yeah, it did make sense. And what I would add is you would destroy and uncreate so that you have this awareness of all these experiences so that you can bring it to your life right in this moment. Why would you do that? Why would you really even want all that energy or that awareness information? Well, you would want it to use all that energy to create something even greater and to use that experience to maneuver and create more ease. And it's all cool. And because it's magic and because it's a possibility now. And is that light, and does that make your life expansive, or does that make you go, whoa, you mean it's really possible now? That it hasn't been possible for a very long time. And that we actually, why would you do this? Is because you can. And why would you, and how? So how, what, when, and why is because now is the time, and now we can play. We can play in this extreme vastness that's available, and its consciousness is, and the earth. The earth is crying for us to become more conscious and play in the field of possibilities here. Wow. And to me, that's exciting. It's like every moment and every breath now is full potential. And that's what gives me excitement. Why would you wake up in the morning? What makes you excited to wake up? It's like, whoa, you mean we can create magic now? We can create way beyond even the simplest mundane things, like, oh, you know, I got to pay the bills. So we get wrapped up in the mundane, which, of course, is part of it. And yet we have because we can, and we're here, we can tap into something so much more vast and make things so much more easy. And it's like, shit, why wouldn't you go for that? I'll have that.
Yeah.
So that's why you asking and saying, oh, you can tap into all those, that experience. It's like, whoa, cool. And it can be just the energy of it, too. It might not be all memories, but would you be willing to tap into all the energy of all the potency and not wear your body down and not let the universe truly support you, as we know, and the universe will has your back. So would you be willing to always be expansive and allow all the energies of your being and of the universe to come play with you, employ every molecule of the universe? Oh, you know what? I don't know. This brought up one thing I wanted. I got an awareness last week about waiting, or the insanity of waiting, or the insanity of when my ship comes in, and as you say, someday it'll happen. What about, what if this is all about, you could receive it all right now, and oh, what do I have to do, how can I work, what do I have to, what do I have to, you know, what business plan do I have to put together before I can receive, and like all of that is, what if all that is an insanity of what the doing is? And what if the doing on this planet is now morphing into something far more exciting, far more magical than it's been in a really, really long time?
Mm-hmm. Here's the process for that. What do I have to be or do today that would bring all of my dreams to fruition right away?
There you go.
And everything that doesn't allow that, destroying uncreated all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And then to take the energy of these some days or and pull energy through them would be a great way to help bring, because when we create a someday, we are creating something that happens in this, like, in a few years this is going to happen. Someday this is going to happen. Someday isn't today, though. Someday is always at least a little bit in the future. So if you, like, pull that energy into you, you can create it. You can bring it into your today.
Exactly. You can bring in the magic of your, yeah, pulling your future. I think that's a really fun dynamic thing I've never considered before, is pull, not instead of being exactly present, pull your future, like pull the energy of your future to you now, and be the dynamic, be the co-creator, be the dynamic leader and committed to your life by pulling the energy of your future to you now. And that you then say, oh, no, I want this to be expansive. I want all the, you know, I'm over all these lessons. How can I make this moron? How can I be a moron and just keep getting moron and more creative? And what can I bring? What do I know? What do you know that no one else on this planet knows that you could bring to this planet, to this time? That's an exciting question.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, totally an exciting question. Well,
what
was there any
possible
more
here that you've never even considered?
Exactly. Exactly. Cool. Well, how are we doing? Danielle had a little bit of a cold today, but she stepped up anyway. So the fantasy and insanity of cold. So I was asking her a question. Whose cold is this? Is it yours?
Not
someone
mine.
Else's? Did you? Yeah, so could would you, what if medicine and disease, which was so much more easier than we expected, what if there's a new possibility with this ease? But what if those bodies, would, and I'd like to acknowledge what a healer and what a kind being your body is, that it would actually want to take someone else's sickness out of it. So
yeah.
Hi, sweet body. Could you allow them to have their own experience of a cold?
Yeah.
And would you allow yourself to have another experience? Would you? What would you like to choose? And now I'm asking you, Danielle, what would you like to choose? Yeah.
A nap.
Yeah, there you go.
Some rest.
Yeah. What if a cold
is
a choice?
I'd also like to clean my house.
There you go. Cool. So do you have anything else, Danielle?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
We've got 4 minutes left, which I think is good. Lori can be found at www.living-in-magic.com, and she's in the Denver area. And please like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thecarouselofconsciousness. Not the carousel of consciousness, just carousel of consciousness. No, the.
Yeah. And Danielle is in Traverse City. And it's Danielle Claudia.
Michigan.
Michigan. Traverse City, Michigan. And your website is Danielle Claudia.
Yep.
.com. Yeah. Cool.
Alrighty, people. Thank you for joining us. We'll be here next week.
Uh-huh.
And I will be much, much healthier and energetic.
Okay.
And
sounds good.
Life.
All right. Thanks.
PCYL.
See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.